is on your mind, toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two. Bring up what you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. It's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi. I have some information concerning the Patriot Act.
Do you?
Okay, this is the law on it. I took law. If the government or anyone...
You are a lawyer?
I took law, yes. If the government or any one of its branches steps outside the bounds of the Constitution, it is unlawful. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void.
This is true.
The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose, since unconstitutionally dates from the time of its enactment.
Are you reading that from a law book? Because you're starting to lose me, Paul. I don't handle the legalese very well. Can you translate since you're a lawyer?
What I'm saying is that it has no power, it's no law, it is null and void.
Well, how could it even have power anyway? Here's my question for you. What if they wrote a law that was constitutional? How would that have power? Because what if I don't consent to the Constitution?
Well, if you don't consent to the Constitution, that's your problem.
Why is that a problem? Why would I want to consent to this government, Paula? What's in it for me?
Well, if we turn the government the way we can do it, I mean, it says constitutionally that we can make this government the way we want it if we don't like what's happening.
No, Declaration of Independence, I think, suggests that you can alter or abolish the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want out of the government? What would you like to see happen? What's Paula's vision?
I would like to see Ron Paul get this country back where it's supposed to be, to stop all this warring all over the world, to live in peace with everybody. We're all God's children.
Well, now, wait a minute. Living in peace, I like that idea, and I'm all for it. But I don't think you can live in peace with everyone if there's a government around extracting wealth from you.
Well, if you stop trying to tell everybody how to live,
I'm with you there. Yeah,
this country wants to control everybody.
Would Paula's government come and demand money from me? Do you know, Paula? I mean, what's your vision?
What do you mean? Borrowing money, you mean?
No, but not borrow. Demand.
Form of taxes.
Right.
Paula.
Would your government come and demand money from me in the form of taxes? That's what I want to know.
No.
I'm with it. It's all good with me, Paula. Thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. Of course, one might argue that you don't really have a government if you don't have taxes. But then we're just talking about semantics and definitions. And if you can run your government without force, without threatening people's lives or homes or freedom, then A-OK with me, man. That's great.
What I've proposed is taxes on corporations only. And I do, if you look at the amount of corporations that are out there.
Now, I could do business if I didn't have a corporation, right?
You can do business currently as a sole proprietor. I don't see how a government can be created. I don't see how a government of people out there can say, you owe us money.
Because we said so.
Because we said so, and we're going to provide you with protection that we're not actually obligated to provide you. According to the Supreme Court, no government in the United States is obligated to provide you a duty of protection.
We'll talk about the service and protection the government in Texas provided the polygamists with. I don't know if you've been following this story, Mark, but it's pretty outrageous. We'll get to that here in moments. But you know what? You don't want to force your way on me, Paula. I think that's great. I don't know if you're actually a lawyer, but either way. Thank you for the call. Let's continue and talk to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, one day I think people are going to realize the government really doesn't care what you think about its laws or how they should be applied. And any time that you find a way to circumvent their laws, they're just going to pass another one that makes it more restrictive and steps up the police state so that they can stop you and they can get their way and they can win and be right.
There's never an end to the lawmaking process. It never ends.
Yeah.
There's no end game. There's no point at which the politicians will be satiated, at which they will have their lawful bellies full. They will not ever say, that's it, we're throwing in the towel, no more laws, we're going home. It's all done with. They'll just keep expanding the state, and they'll keep expanding the government until everyone is hopelessly enslaved to the point where there's no way to turn back.
They don't call it enslavement. Sometimes they call it protection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the only real true answer that's going to work is going to be to create voluntary market-based alternatives for things like a title. I mean, who says the government is the only one that can title a property?
Hmm.
It wasn't the government, you know, in the beginning, in the early days of America.
Hmm. Well, I know it's government, but I don't think government provides title insurance. I believe that's privately done.
That's true, but you do have to go register your title with the government.
This is true.
So what if, you know, some voluntarist created a title company, and when you went to sell your house that had a lien on it because you haven't been paying property taxes, you don't do it through the government. Hey. You do it through your own private means.
Yeah, they would consider the government's lien illegitimate, right? That particular
right.
title insurance.
Might be a one solution, but
yeah.
Anyway, I'm calling to let you guys know that if I don't call in tomorrow, it's because I've been kidnapped.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear God. What is going on?
Well, there's this gang that's threatening me, and tomorrow I have to go in and meet one of their leaders. This guy sits on a wooden box and wears all black, and he has a wooden handle hammer thing.
Is it the transvestite gang where they wear black dresses?
No, not all of them.
I don't know about that. I think this guy calls himself a judge.
But right. The legal gang, their leaders are all transvestite and wear black dresses.
Only a certain sect of them, yes.
I don't know if I'd go that far, Mark.
Are you scared of the guy in the black dress, Sam? Just go ahead and say it.
Well, there are definitely people that are scared of the guy in the black dress. So let me tell you what I've done.
Okay.
About a month and a half ago, I got a speeding ticket. I called in about that and talked about how, you know, I did the ACLU stop where you roll the window down just an inch or so, and he mm-hmm. had me get out of the car and all this stuff. Well, I went in to pay the fine, or not to pay the fine, but to set a court date. And, you know, I had to go through metal detectors at the courthouse just to do the court date to sign
wow.
up for it. You check in with this nice lady who, you know, you could just chew her out for 5 minutes and she'd be smiling the whole time. And, of course, she has this armed guard sitting next to her. She gives you the paperwork and forms to fill out, and then you go through the metal detector. And then back at the payment windows, they're behind 3-inch bulletproof glass. But when I looked at this, I asked the lady, I'm like, you mean I have to go through metal detectors and stand in front of bulletproof glass just to pay a ticket? And she said, yeah, well, it's just a sign of the times. But, you know, I'm right down the street, there's a 7-Eleven, and there's no bulletproof glass
no.
at this convenience store. There's nobody, you know, armed guards standing out front.
Well, that's because 7-Eleven does business on a voluntary basis. You can decide whether or not to go in there and decide whether or not to give them your money. However, the gang that's led by the guys in the black dresses, they
blue light gang, I think some people begin calling them.
those people, they want you to give you their money without it being voluntary.
Right, and they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions and the response that they create from other people. So what I'm doing is, in order to defend myself from this attack, I'm using Mark Stevens' strategy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. This is Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. How would you describe the strategy? What is the purpose of it?
So really, there's two purposes. What I'm going to do is go in and ask the court a bunch of questions that establishes its own position.
Because when you go into court, you absolutely have the right to understand the process is being put into motion against you. They will ask you things like, you know, do you understand? And it's okay to say, no, I don't understand. What is blah, 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 blah? Can you explain blah, 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 blah? And so you're going to ask some very baseline questions to kind of box the judge into a corner to where he's not going to want to be.
Exactly. I'm going to start out before the court proceeding even begins and say, sir, I have this guilty plea ready to go. Here's a check. I'm ready to plead guilty and pay my fine and get out of here. I'm tired of wasting time on this. But I have a few questions. And that's where I'm going to start into the script.
I think it's a great idea, and I want you to tell me more about the script here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Basically, the idea is you've got that check, right? And that's what they want from you. They want your obedience, and they want your money.
Now, I haven't seen this work yet. We've had a couple of listeners try
Mark
this.
Stevens claims it works.
Mark, it may very well work for Mark Stevens, but
he's well practiced at it, too.
I'm kind of interested in how it's going to work for Sam, because Sam, no dummy.
You dangle this money in front of him, right? And you tell him you're ready to plead guilty. You just have a few simple questions. Sam will share some of those questions with us here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, the features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them there on the house, right there on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year on us, that's freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam was pulled over recently for a speeding ticket. You went ahead and got a court date for it, and you're going to go in with the Mark Stevens Adventures in Legal Land approach. We do love Mark Stevens. You can go to his website at adventuresinlegalland.com. But the basic concept, as I understand it, is that the courts are nothing more than a public relations PR scam, essentially the wool being pulled over people's eyes. The courts exist to help legitimize the government in that the idea of the courts is, well, you get a fair shake, you get a fair trial, and you can defend yourself. And so, therefore, we're not just any criminal gang. We're a criminal gang with courts. And so what he does is he goes in there with a series of questions, because they tell you certain things about the government courts, which people believe to be true, and they will claim to be true. And so he goes in with a series of baseline questions that he asks, that anybody can ask in court, of the judge, and the judge will answer them in certain ways. And if he does, and it's inevitable that he will, because he wants to make it look legitimate, and so he'll answer in certain ways, and you're going to share those questions with us here in a moment, to where he'll then be boxed into a corner where he doesn't want to be. So can you explain a little bit more about this process, Sam, and what you're going to do?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the idea is really that the government has completely overstepped its bounds here, and they're ignoring or really sweeping under the rug is probably a better term for it. A lot of the laws and Supreme Court rulings and statutes and things in order to perpetrate these victimless crimes. So what Mark Stevens' strategy really does is to bring up all of those points with questions like the very first question out of my mouth is going to be, am I entitled to a fair hearing? And these questions are very basic. Yes or no is the only thing that's going to be a responsive answer for the majority of them.
Right. And because the judge wants to portray to the audience, because the courtroom will probably be filled with people that have not really harmed anyone, other traffic offenders, maybe some marijuana cases or something like that.
As well as my witnesses that are going
to
be there.
That's excellent, by the way. But, you know, the judge does not want to reveal to them that this is all a scam and that they're a band of violent thugs. So he will, of course, say, oh, yes, fair trial, sure, certainly.
How could they say no? Him, okay, well, am I entitled to a meaningful hearing? Oh. And he'll say, well, probably. I'm sure he'll say yes. And then I'll ask, am I entitled to be informed of the nature and cause of the charges and proceedings against me?
Now, what does that mean?
That means, am I required to understand what type of offense this is? Is it criminal, civil, you know, whatever? What's the cause goes back to corpus delicti, which is the principle that in order to have a crime, there must be two things, a damaged party and a body of evidence.
Okay.
So these two things are required. Without it, you don't have crime, and you don't have a crime, and therefore you don't have standing.
But yet they put people through their courts every single day where the cases do not have one or both of those things.
Right, and they don't care.
Now Sam, because I think that rather than that, you know, that listing off what the last question, what was it again? Something about having cause?
Informed to the nature and cause of the proceedings and charges against me.
That just sounds like a setup. So, like, maybe you could just explain it out a little more like you just did now to the judge.
Well, the judge will understand.
I understand he understands, but he's also going to understand I am being set up. And
well,
so he's not going to want to answer.
Mark, here's the thing. Mark Stevens, I've actually done a phone consultation with him, as well as run through these with one of the Free State activists up there and just kind of a trial run on this.
You did like a... You did a little role-playing, basically.
Yes, exactly. And they're worded in this way for a very specific reason, okay, so that they tie back to Supreme Court rulings and so forth, because there are citations in here from the Supreme Court. And there's places where I'm going to ask him, I'm going to read off, okay, if he disagrees with this opinion, I'm going to read him the Supreme Court ruling, and then I'll say, what does this mean? Or, you know, something along those lines. And one of my previous set of questions was, is this court under the Supreme Court? Is it bound by Supreme Court rulings? Are you required to abide by Supreme Court rulings?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, I've boxed them into all those.
Okay.
And then by the time we've gone through some of that, I start getting into, so if there is no corpus delicti, which is required, which is required to proceed against me, and I, you know, ask him that question, and if he says no, then the court can't proceed against me.
Corpus delicti, meaning the body of evidence, meaning that there
body of evidence and the damaged party.
And damaged
so there
party.
Has to
okay.
be
both.
Somebody who was actually injured. Now,
and this is a speeding ticket.
Yeah, and when I was pulled over standing at the back of the car, I asked the officer who was harmed here today. And he said, well, nobody, thankfully. So it'll be an interesting videotape if they say that that's not there was a damaged party all of a sudden, because this is their only witness. So really the goal is to either get the officer to stand up there or the judge or the prosecutor and answer these questions and contradict themselves left and right and make the fraud completely apparent to everyone sitting in the courtroom or to throw out the case.
Yep, they're pretty much forced back into that corner. And according to Mark Stevens, they seem to throw out the case more often than not. But there is still that chance that they will just get so upset at you, they'll, you know, throw a contempt of court charge at you or something and just haul you off. So
yeah,
there is that possibility. You have to be prepared for that, and I believe you are.
That's where the role-playing comes in. I caught myself a few times going through it, actually stating my own opinion, which is a big no-no, because mm-hmm. the judge is going to obviously disagree and tell you you're wrong.
Frivolous.
Whereas when you're using his opinions, he can't really tell himself that he's wrong and contradict himself.
Yeah, and you're just asking questions, right? You're not taking a position as to whether or not you did the speeding or not, right?
No position, yeah. So the activist that I did the role play with has had a lot of experience in the courts and threw up a lot of the common objections and things that this person's heard.
Hmm.
So a lot of what they'll try and say is, well, that's up for the court to decide, and they'll try and sidestep it and go around the questions, and that's where I'm going to really respectfully ask again or restate the question in a different way. So for each one of these, I can kind of restate a little bit while keeping the content of the question intact in a way that hopefully they'll be forced to answer.
Okay. So you actually have people coming in with you, which is good. I mean, considering you don't live here in New Hampshire, it's kind of tough to get people to come to court with you in the rest of the country. Who is it that's backing you up in this case?
I sent out a letter to friends and family, and it went from 10 down to about 2 to 5.
Expect 2
so
to show up. Yeah, if you've got five saying they'll show up, there may be less than that unless your friends are really reliable. And I hope that they are, and I wish you the best of luck, Sam. Call us tomorrow night if you're still a free man, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, dude, and good luck. 800-259-9231.
I'm interested to see how it turns out.
The polygamists, the feds, or the Texas government have seized 400 kids. Why? We'll find out.
There is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. In instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can get editing and change pretty much anything on there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We travel to El Dorado, Texas. The Associated Press reporting that more than 400 children, mostly girls in pioneer dresses, were swept into state custody from a polygamous sect in what authorities described Monday as the largest child welfare operation in Texas history. They're patting themselves on the back for this one, Mark. Mm. They've really helped these kids. They're helping these kids' welfare by taking them out of their home and putting them into some awful state orphanage or, you know, foster care program or something.
Well, they've been rattling the saber on this group for quite some time. And
yeah,
you know, the problem with this particular group is They're certainly not very pretty folks, you know?
When you say pretty, what do you mean?
Well, they're polygamists. They marry, you know, they send their little daughters off to, you know, marry guys significantly their senior.
Well, for them, that's normal.
They run their boys out and put them on the streets, you know, at like 18, and then, you know, they are essentially unprepared for the world,
mm-hmm.
and people aren't going to feel real bad about that, you know? that something bad happened to these people.
It's too bad that people are so callous towards other people's freedom, Mark, but really that's what the problem is that you're describing, is that people in America are callous towards the freedom of others and who aren't quite the same as them, and I think that's just a sad statement.
So you support this group entirely?
It's none of my business what they do with their freedom.
And the idea that they just kick these boys out with no skills, you know, they raise them, you know, homeschool them, kick them out with no skills, that kind of thing?
Are they really that worse off than people graduating from government schools?
They don't have a place to live. They don't have any money. Do you think that this organization that doesn't mind taking your sisters and marrying them off at 14 is going to really let you have any money?
I don't know, Mark. Look, you got no obligations, man. I mean, as far as there are people starving in Africa, so at least they were fed for 18 years. It's not the worst of situations. Anyway, let me get into the details of the story. The day-long raid on the sprawling compound built by now-jailed polygamist leader Warren Jeffs was sparked by a 16-year-old girl's call to authorities that she was being abused, and that girls as young as 14 and 15 were being forced into marriages with much older men. Dressed in homespun ankle-length dresses with their hair pinned up in braids, some 133 women left the yearning for Zion Ranch of their own volition along with the children. State troopers were holding an unknown number of men in the compound.
Some did, and some didn't.
Some stayed, is what you're saying?
Well, some left of their own volition, you know?
Oh, okay. State troopers were holding an unknown number of men in the compound until investigators finished executing a house-to-house search of the 1,700-acre property, which includes a medical facility, numerous large housing units, and an 80-foot white limestone temple that rises discordantly out of the brown scrub. In my opinion, this is the largest endeavor we've ever been involved in the state of Texas, said the CPS spokesbureaucrat, who said she was also involved in the 1993 siege of Branch Davidian Compound in Waco. That's something to be proud of. The members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints spent their days raising numerous children, tilling small gardens, and doing chores. But at least one former resident says life was not some idyllic replica of 19th century life, saying, once you go into the compound, you don't ever leave it, according to one of the wives of the alleged leader of the El Dorado complex, though Ms. Jessup, the woman who said that, apparently left with her 8 children before the sect moved to Texas. So how is it that you can leave if you can't ever leave? I'm confused.
Well, I'm certainly they discouraged leaving. I don't know exactly how they managed to do it all.
Yeah, do the polygamists, I mean, they try to make these guys sound like awful monsters, and
they sound pretty close to awful monsters to me.
We may not agree with how they choose to live their lives, but if someone leaves the compound, do they hire like a bounty hunter, like a polygamous bounty hunter, to go out and bring them back like property, or do they just let them go?
Well, if you say I'm going to leave this compound now, and they forcibly restrain you,
then you're being held against your will.
I get the impression that might be happening.
I don't know how you get that impression. Has anyone specifically said that goes on?
They sound like a bunch of really bad guys.
Well, of course they sound that way. The mainstream media is getting their press releases from the government people, and the government people don't want to make them sound like angels, do they? I'm not saying I agree with their lifestyle, Mark. I'm just saying it's none of my damn business what they do. Jessup said the community emphasized self-sufficiency because they believed the apocalypse was near. Women were not allowed to wear red. Jeffs, their cult leader, said that color belonged to Jesus, and they were not allowed to cut their hair. They were also kept isolated, because he said so, Mark. They were also kept isolated from the outside world. They were born into this, said Jessup. They have no concept of mainstream society, and their mothers were born into and have no concept of mainstream culture. Their grandmothers were born into it. Meisner said each child will get an advocate and an attorney, but predicted that if they end up permanently separated from their families, the sheltered children would have a tough acclimation to modern life. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Public Safety said the criminal investigation was still underway and the charges would be filed if investigators determined children were abused. So right now they don't have any charges to file in that particular way. What prompted all this was one 16-year-old girl claiming that she was being abused, but they can't find that particular 16-year-old girl, so apparently that was enough to get the warrant to search the compound. But before that, these people had been living their life like this in this very bizarre manner. It's very bizarre to us, but they've been living their lives this way for decades upon generations. I mean, they had this 1,700-acre compound. You'd think if there were awful things going on, people would be escaping and talking about them. And we understand that there's weird things going on, but is there slavery happening here? I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, over time.
It seems pretty like a reasonable jump in logic to me that a group of older men that essentially are able to marry their these younger girls, mm-hmm. They marry off their younger, they have an agreement to marry off their younger daughters to each other, and they run their young men out of town. Not all of them, I would imagine, but quite a few of them. They have to cull them, otherwise, because it's about 50-50 when you have
kids. Otherwise, they'll compete.
Right, and they don't want that. I get the impression that these guys aren't above a certain amount of force, and you know, they are certainly the authorities around there, mm-hmm. you know, and that's tough to combat against. Now, here's a question for you. If they're running boys out of town, I've heard ages as young as 12.
Okay.
Should a parent be able to, is it child abuse for a parent to just decide one day that the kid can't live at the house anymore?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's despicable.
You can kick out a 12-year-old kid?
I think it's despicable, but I don't see how you have an obligation to them. So
I got nothing to say to that.
I think it's despicable.
It is.
I don't agree with that. I think that parent should be ostracized for behaving in that way. But you know, if we talked about before how if a young girl, teenage girl, decides she doesn't want her baby anymore, and gives it up, takes it into the hospital or something like that, and gives it up, is that despicable? Is there something inherently wrong with that? I mean, it's bad. I don't think they should do that, but they don't have an obligation. I mean, we'd like to think that they do, but they don't, really. How could they? Well, you know, we'd love your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. There's more to this story, especially about the question of the girl who allegedly initiated this particular raid. Allegedly, she had a child at age 15, and they're still trying to find her, even though they've taken 400 girls out of this particular compound. Or that's what they're calling it, right? They always love to call these things.
Always a compound.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, you get signed up for as little as $3 a month, and we take that money in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board and get access to the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, Stick AM, we've been having trouble with some bugs on the website, and it looks like they've ironed it out. Stick AM is our cam website. They take our cam feed and they redistribute it to a whole bunch of people to watch, and it doesn't cost us a dime. So it's really great when it works, and it works most of the time, and it's working again. So we're glad to be back on board over there, and it appears that they are featuring our cam. If you want to go see the cam, if you've never seen it before, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. It'll come up. But when I mentioned the amp-only chat room, that's what I'm talking about. There's a chat room feature over on the Stick AM website, stickam.com. And normally, most chat rooms are open to anybody, but we've locked ours down. And it's locked down only to Free Talk Live amplifiers. So if you're one of the 200-plus people that are currently watching via the Stick AM feed and you want to get into the chat room, that's the only way to do it. So decide if you like the show, and if you do, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And that would be one of your perks. You'll get exclusive access to the Amp-only chat room.
You can play with all the cool kids in the chat room.
But we really like Stick AM because they have this feature where they show off certain shows on their network, and Free Talk Live has been selected to be one of those shows.
Relatively often.
I believe that we are currently up on their front page right now, or at least looking at the number of people watching the show. That's what it's telling me. So thank you to the guys over at StickAM.com. Thanks to everybody for watching and listening. Those of you on radio stations or on the Internet, we're glad you're out there. Take part in the show, 800-259-9231, especially if you want to comment on this situation in Texas where the government has gone and confiscated 400 people. They actually more than 400 children. In addition to that, 133 women also left the Yearning for Zion Ranch. Now, when you look at this story, you're going to think, because these people are living a very bizarre lifestyle, you're going to think, well, yeah, that serves them right for living differently from me. But they haven't really. I mean, there are no allegations.
Most people say that that serves them right for treating kids the way they do.
But the kids, it's like living in the, you know, like the Truman Show. The kids don't know
what they're missing out on. And so it's not like they really have any perspective on this. This is their life. Their life is living on this 1,700-acre compound, you know, tilling the soil, planting flowers, going to Bible study classes, having sex with old men, you know, whatever it is that they do there.
You just know that little Esther just knows that when she turns 12 to 14, she's going to be having sex with one of the old church elders. You know, I mean, that's just the way that is. That's just okay.
It's, well, you know, that's life for them.
It's so bizarre and removed from what life is like for me here
in the
civilized world that I find it just repugnant. Very difficult time, feeling bad for these people.
What you have to remember, Mark, is that in order to have liberty, and that's what we're in search of. We want liberty for our lives. We want the freedom to live our lives how we want, as long as we're not hurting anybody else. And in order to have that, we have to allow other people, even the weird ones, to have their liberty too.
But here's
now they're saying someone was abused here.
I understand what you're saying, Ian. But what you propose in the big picture is an elimination of government entirely. And
well, you could also say that I propose to volunteerize government, in that you can still have your government. Just let's have them operate on a voluntary basis.
Well, then the Child Protective Services wouldn't be very useful because they're not a voluntary organization. They go in and take kids out of bad scenarios that they view as bad. Now, I'll give you Child Protective Services is a big mess, it seems to me that they hurt more people than they help.
They just took 400 kids out of their home, Mark. You think that's going to help them?
What about the boys that they're kicking out on the streets at 12 and 14 years old?
If you care that much, why don't you start up your own orphanage for these boys that are kicked out on the streets? In fact, I imagine that one of those boys that was kicked out on the streets has grown up at this point and probably cares very much about that particular issue, and he'd probably be one of the people that could do something like that.
Sure. Okay. So I can see that basically what you've got there is a compound of religious nuts waiting for Armageddon who think that the best way to while away the time is by humping their little 12-year-old girls there. Fine. I can see what you're talking about with setting up an orphanage that makes perfectly good sense. What do they call those, mutual aid society, where the boys can help each other and essentially setting up another family. These kids would all know each other. They'd have grown up with each other. They know them. But what if Ian, just perhaps, and you've seen pictures of this compound, and I'm not going to dispute that this is a compound. It looks like it's going to stop bullets, all right? This place is massive and walled.
A lot of good it did them, though, huh?
Sure. You can't fight the authorities in this particular arena. But what if they're actually forcing the girls to do whatever it is they're doing? Like, maybe, what if they hang on to them? You're not
forcing
leaving
versus
here.
Brainwash. You're talking
right.
about forcing.
Force. I'm talking about,
and that's objectionable.
Lock them in rooms if they decide they're going to, if they think they're going to leave, grab them. Well, then what? How do you get them out?
You'll have to rescue them
in a world where there is no government.
You'll have to rescue them if you care that much.
But you don't have an organization has monopoly privilege on force at that point, so likely hasn't invested in what it's going to take to get these people out. There were probably tanks, people with submachine guns. I mean, this was not they just walked in and freed these.
There was
kids.
A standoff at one point over the weekend.
I'll bet there was.
Well, you know, Mark, again, that would be up to you to decide. If
and
in the free market world, if you care so much, then you should take care of it.
I understand what you're saying. In a world where they don't, where this stuff isn't outlawed, it's going to happen more often. This stranger than fiction, this bizarre crap that's going on
here. Are you saying this is the only sect? You think this is the only sect?
The
people like this all over Utah and Arizona.
But there would be more people that would say, hey, you know what? Here's a good way to do it. We'll just get our families together, and we don't even have to have the Armageddon thing. We'll just get our families together, and then we'll trade off our daughters for other young girls.
You think people are just hanging out there waiting for these laws to go away so they can do that? Come on.
I don't think they're hanging out and waiting. I don't think they think about it very much. But if the laws aren't there to stop them, I wonder what would happen.
The laws aren't stopping these people. The only reason...
No, they aren't stopping those people.
I heard one of the interviews of one of the bureaucrats on the radio. I think it was the news during one of the breaks. And they were talking about how, you know, there was... up until this call came in, these abuse allegations, There were no allegations. There were no allegations.
Sure, they need the allegations to be able to go in.
Right. So there's no law against living on a compound.
Nope.
With these people in seclusion. And if you're in seclusion, then there's no way to really know what's going on the inside. There's really no way to be a part of it unless you can somehow infiltrate the organization.
Right.
And that would be incredibly difficult. If you just show up one day wanting to join the sect, that's going to be awfully suspicious to them.
Well, I can tell you that it doesn't bother me on a day-to-day basis, and I do know about this sect.
Yeah.
You know, that largely I don't care what these people are doing, but God, they seem so alien, so sick.
Well. You know, it's just different. That's all. They live a different lifestyle.
No, my friend, it's not just different.
They may think that your lifestyle is sick.
In I'm fact, sure that they think I'm going
true.
To hell.
So just imagine imagine the reverse world. Imagine a world where you're living in a sect, Mark, of people that actually have decided to have a little bit of freedom in their lives as far as who they associate with. They don't get married off to people. Like, you live the life you live, but we're the sects. We're the cults. And the people like that are the majority. Now, if they let you live in your sect, that would be great. But if they decided to enforce their way upon you to say, you weird people, you should be having sex only with family members and only with, you know, certain other people outside of your family. And how dare you not adhere to our strictures for life? We're going to put you in a jail cell and take your kids from you. We're going to take little Jackson away from your home because you're going to let him, we know you're going to let him grow up and have sex with whatever girl he decides to have sex with. He should be having sex with your grandfather. You know, I mean, what if they were in the majority?
I don't
then
think
we'd be
actually,
the weirdos.
I don't think that they're incestuous weirdos. They seem to trade their children.
I now, think there was an allegation of incest later in this article. I don't have it in front. I don't have that.
Let's assume that they're not quite that sick.
But what if you're the weirdo, Mark? See, it's just a matter of perspective.
Look,
that's all.
Man, I suspect that there's force going on here. Because
well, you can have all
like
this.
It.
You can suspect all you want.
And
my
then
friend.
How do I satiate this suspicion of mine?
Go get something else to do with your time. There's a lot of other things you should focus on beyond what other people are choosing to do with their lives. And if you really care that much, then focus on that and go in guns a blazing and save these kids from their peaceful lives in Texas. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You chime in. Take control of the airwaves.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Gasoline.